That's the one on Coy, Coy, first name Johnson, last name Johnson, 62455. This is a, sixty-seven-year-old black gentleman, lives alone, has been married once, divorced, now has two children. Patient states that he was never a smoker or much of a drinker. He used to drive for a living, period. Any paragraph, he suffers from atrial fibrillation, CHF, coronary artery disease, lymphedema, shortness of breath constantly, wheelchair-bound, unable to care for himself. He has a provider which needs to have increased hours. He also had a stroke 3 years ago, which has left him even more disabled, with left-sided weakness and paralysis. Period. New paragraph. Family history: hypertension, thyroid issues, COPD. Mom, dad died when patient was 10 years old. Surgery, knee surgery. Medications includes tramadol, Eliquis, atorvastatin, tazanidine, vitamin C, Norvasc, melatonin, aspirin, Lasix, thyroids, and Biktarvy, Biktarvy. Medical problems: he has a history of HIV with no recent history of opportunistic infection on Biktarvy, Biktarvy. Patient recently was hospitalized with exacerbation of CHF. His blood pressure is quite out of control on Norvasc, has been on more medications in the past but has quit taking them, period. Patient is weak, has lymphedema, about a 4+ edema in each leg, with a severe weakness in both extremities, especially on the left side where he has suffered a stroke, period. He's constantly short of breath. With any kind of exercise or activity, his shortness of breath gets worse, period. Mr. Johnson is able to make decisions for himself and is looking for palliative care and hospice at home so they can care for him, so he no longer has to be transferred back and forth to the hospital, since he's been told he has end-stage congestive heart failure, period. Review of system as above. COVID immunization up to date times 4 with a flu shot. On exam, his blood pressure is 190 over 95, or 2 sats, 92% on room air. Heart rate is 89, respiration is 20. Heart, positives 1, positives 2, with ectopics, lungs, bronchi, and valves in both bases. Abdomen, obese, but soft. Lower extremity, 4+ edema bilaterally. Pulses are diminished. Neurological, left-sided dense paralysis noted related to previous stroke. Voice is raspy. Carotid upstroke is diminished on both sides. Assessment, here we have a 67-year-old gentleman with end-stage congestive heart failure. Other morbidities include recent history of stroke, left-sided weakness, lymphedema, severe hypertension out of control, severe weakness, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, has a provider, needs increased provider services. Some days he goes without eating because the provider doesn't show up and is not there long enough. He also suffers from hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, chronic pain, pedal edema, hyperthyroidism, and hypertension out of control. Period. Patient is appropriate for hospice given his end-stage heart disease, associated morbidities, and other findings today. Period. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live. Period. Patient blood pressure will be controlled with addition of the clonidine, 0.2 milligram twice a day, which he used to be on but he quit taking. We'll have the nurse checking his blood pressure on a regular basis. Period. Patient who recovered required oxygen at night, especially. Cannot rule out sleep apnea given his heavy set habitus as well as his very thick neck. Period. New paragraph. Patient also has a diminished carotid upstroke with Brewer's, which makes him high risk for having second stroke. Patient. Period. Patient wants palliative care at home and no longer wants to be transferred back and forth to the hospital. Thank you.